universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past week, we had another national holiday. I'm starting to think whether it is a national holiday or a church holiday, holidays kind of are all similar, and I think it can bring both good and bad out. And here's where I'm kind of thinking and going with it. For some people, a holiday means, whew, don't have to work, and they're home. For many, it means, I can gather with my family. And it's a good opportunity, especially as we had this last weekend. Many people had off both on Monday and then Tuesday, the holiday. And they go, woo, I can make it a four-day holiday. I can go and travel and visit family. But then there are others who have a disability, especially those who are blind, where the thought of a holiday is actually can be very lonely because you don't always have a family to go to. And it brings up the idea, you see all the others going to be with family, and you don't have a family to go to. Family is important, and that's what I'm starting to notice. When there's a holiday, a festival of any sort, it usually wraps around family. Well, it occurred to me as this gospel reading that I'm going to read in just a moment was read in church this last Sunday, Jesus had a similar situation. People thought that the family was most important. Well, let me read and then I'll explain. It comes from Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 and following. And this is the shocker. Jesus says, do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Now, up to there, there's nothing about family. In fact, the disciples were always thought, yeah, Jesus, bring it on. Bring that sword. Let's stop talking peace and harmony, and let's fight the Romans. Let's bonk out the occupying force, because they didn't like the Romans. They made life really miserable. But then Jesus went on to say, I have come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother and a daughter-in-law against a mother-in-law. A person's enemy is a member of his own house. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. That's verses 34 through 37. I think this was a huge shock, and I hope it does, in a way, a shock to us too, especially because family is important. And yet Jesus just did a juxtaposition about family, because he knew for the disciples that family was everything for them. I mean, the world can be against you, but if you got family, you've got it all. People can hate you, but if you can go back and find safety and refuge with your family, it's okay. But when there's disruption in the family, when there's disharmony and brokenness in the family, well, then that's when it seems like the world's falling apart. And I know that's what many of you have had, either because of a disability or maybe a divorce. It can happen in many different ways. And it was a shock to the disciples because they understood God gave the family to people for their benefit, their well-being. And here, what are these words of Jesus? Well, it comes down to two little words, more than. He's not speaking about father and mother or daughters or daughter-in-laws or sons. He's not speaking about love. It's the more than. Do you love them more than me? Then you're not worthy of me. And many times that's what we can do, is have family up so high on a pedestal that when there is problems, either due to a death because of age or sickness or because of brokenness, because of whatever reason, oh my gosh, it blows asunder, and so does our world. But when we have Jesus as our brother, in our family, it changes. It changes everything because then He is the focus. It gives us more to live for than just this world. It gives us eternity. Now, I'm not saying we won't be sad when people die. I am. But what it does is gives us a bigger focus than just today and tomorrow. It gives us eternity. For those who trust in Jesus, we know that we'll see those loved ones again. We also know that the hardships and pain we receive in this life, whether it be because of emotional or physical, they will be gone. So eternity reshapes it all. And that's part of what Jesus is trying to say. Focus on me. Love me more than these. They won't last forever. It's because we're in a broken world. But I do last forever. Because I loved you most of all. You know, Jesus went on to say, take up your cross and follow me. And that's really the question. Do we take up our cross and follow him? Or do we put family above? Well, you know, Jesus took up the cross. He went that one-way trip with the band of soldiers. Ah, now most people, they'd never come back. But Jesus did come back from the dead. And because he did, he comes to you and me and promises us a heavenly family and eternity. That's what gives us comfort and hope. Now, got to come back to the holiday. I don't want to throw all this away and say shuck it and shrug it off. That's too many of those words that are close together, I guess. By all means, celebrate the family. Enjoy them. Embrace them. But also remember that in Jesus we have a greater family, a long-lasting family. And that's what can make our holidays even more special. And on this one, the Declaration of Independence, the independence and freedom of our country, we think about many soldiers who died, family members, friends, who were defending our freedom of our country. We think about that. And why did they give their lives? Well, it was so that families may have freedom. You and me. Jesus gave his life so that we might truly have our freedom from sin, from death itself, and from the devil. We pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the freedom you give and that you have placed us in a family forever. Thank you and help us to love you more than, so that when we have you first, then we can turn and love them even as we should. Help us to see that, know that, especially as we celebrate family on holidays and in events or have difficulty with family because of estrangements and brokenness. Help us, Lord. In your name, Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.